something for the weekend. It's Saturday. I'm thrilled that Jack Lukeman is on the line. I find it weird calling you Jack Lukeman because you're Jack L to me. Do people say that to you?
That's the general consensus, is I'm Jack L in Ireland anywhere. But I mean, all my records have been Jack Lukeman and Jack Lukeman on all the, you know, the streaming, and my website is called Jack Lukeman. So it always was Jack Lukeman. But when I was with the Black Romantics early on, it was Jack L and the Black Romantics. So that kind of stuck. Yeah. And it's still used. I mean, I don't mind if people use other titles as long as
they're being nice and not calling you names. Exactly. You have a big show coming up at the Three Arena in November of next year, but you've been back gigging for a good bit now in the UK, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm flat out in the UK pretty much, so I'm lucky enough to gig a lot with Jules Holland, you know, open for shows and places like the Royal Albert Hall and all the other amazing venues around over there. And I do my own shows, so I'm back there for a couple of tours. Next year, I won't be playing in Ireland much. I mean, just building it up. I'll be releasing a new album and building it up to, Three Arena on November 25th next year. Yeah. It's kind of a celebration. I'm kind of 25 years in the biz.
Jamie Mack, is it 25 years? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, started in the short trousers and still going.
And you mentioned like Jules Holland, like you're always with Jules Holland, aren't you? Are you the kind of guy who just kind of, do you hang out with celebrities, or do you prefer to be with your old, because I know your pals with Anna McPartlin has been on the show before with us as well here, and she's brilliant as well, but do you go in for that kind of partying with celebs lifestyle, or do you prefer to kind of do your own thing?
Yeah, no, Anna's a great old friend of mine. But yeah, I mean, the thing about celebrity is everybody's the same when you talk to them, really. You know, some people maybe get carried away in their heads, but essentially everybody's just living a normal life at the back of it all, outside of, you know, your normality is traveling around playing music. But everybody has to deal with the ordinary world. So most people are just, you know, just the same as anybody else. But musicians are great. I love hanging out with musicians because, you know, you talk the same language. Someone like Jules Holland is a music fan who you could just talk to about music all day long.
I'd say he has some great stories, does he?
Oh, it's endless stories, yeah. I mean, he's really met everybody. He's the oracle, really, of music stories. But we all like a party, be it with whomever, you know, as long as it's a good party.
And after you've done a gig, I always kind of wonder, you know, the way you get that kind of buzz from being on stage, it must take quite a while to kind of chill out and be ready to actually hit the hay. Would you be one that you'd continue having a bit of a sing-song after a show?
Yeah, well, I'd definitely be a night hawk, you know, but you kind of go that way. Your body's used to working nights, basically. So
you're welcome. I woke you up this morning. You're very welcome.
Well, I wasn't gigging last night, so I'm not too bad, but it can be awkward doing things early in the morning when you've been singing the night before, because obviously it's a massive, you know, it's like running a marathon with your throat, you know, singing. It's tough on that system. But after the gig, you know, there is a massive endorphin high, which is, I suppose, one of the great things about playing live music, and everybody else kind of shares that with you.
Yeah.
About an hour afterwards, that kind of dies off. So sometimes it depends. Sometimes you kind of, if it's a big gig, you kind of relive it in your head after this kind of thing, because it's such a flash when you're doing it. That is a difficult part of it, yeah, trying to manage the endorphins highs and the exhaustion lows.
Would you have fans now, Jack, who've been with you from the beginning?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of people who've, and doing the live stream gigs during lockdown really got, you know, you got to know everybody because you were meeting them every week kind of on the live stream and talking to them. You kind of got to see all who are the hardcore fans out there who followed me for years. And it's always lovely to hear people's stories. You know, I did some of the live streams I did some of my own old albums. People would tell stories, you know, of where they were when they first heard it or a gig they were at. So, and the fantastic thing also is that people are now bringing their families to the gig. So it's so cool for kids to have been brought up on your music and to appreciate.
Aren't you great all the same now doing those videos? Because I have a real face for radio now. I hate doing the videos. Sometimes you have to, and I hate doing them.
Yeah, I had never done them before. It was only when the pandemic hit. I was actually just about to go on tour in the UK, and everything was cancelled. So I kind of took that energy and just started doing them regularly every Saturday night. And this community built up where we'd all meet every Saturday, have a drink. I'd seen the show, you know, I did like Leonard Cohen night, Bob Dylan night, Bowie, Elvis. I did like moon tunes on the full moon, or movies night. So I was learning songs all week, and that kind of filled the time for me. But it was great to meet everybody then on the Saturday night. So I kind of got, I suppose I got over the whole thing of the live stream, yeah. Kind of, I'd never been interested before that, but I actually quite enjoy it now, it's good fun.
Oh yeah, and make sure to be sticking up a link there, buy some merchandise. I know you were encouraging people to, you know, support musicians by doing that kind of thing, buying, you know, when they can't gig, to buy a t-shirt or to buy whatever,
I would say to anybody this year, if you want to do, you know, buy from an artist's website where they, you know, where it's there. It goes straight, streaming is nothing to anybody really. But if you can buy, you know, t-shirts and vinyl and stuff, it really would be important, and you would be supporting everybody who's kind of, you know, this thing of playing half houses and all that kind of stuff is very, I've done it for, since we got back on the road, done a lot of those. So it is awkward. You know, you're not only are you playing to half an audience, but you're also playing to people with masks on and you're trying to get them to sing along. So the ability to get the vibe going, you have to dig deep. Everybody does. Music is more toxic now than it ever has ever been, as in intoxicating, as in people haven't experienced the live show. So when you do play live, it really hits people.
Tell me this much, Christmas, will you be donning a Christmas jumper?
I'm not one for the jumpers, but I do like to dress up at Christmas, put on the old suit or whatever.
I had this lovely image of you, Jack, there, knitting all year round, getting your jumper ready.
I remember in school we were taught to knit like in baby infants, or no, maybe not baby infants, but so I do half remember how to knit. That was a thing.
That could have been a lockdown hobby for you, and you never thought of it.
Now I could start knitting jumpers and selling them on the website as well.
Jack L. Jumpers. God, kind of has a ring to it. Listen, Jack, lovely to catch up. Thanks so much. And we will be seeing you at the Three Arena in November of next year. Can't believe we're saying 2022. Didn't it seem like
Christmas
a million years ago? Didn't it? 2022. And yet we're there.
I don't even know what year it is now, really. But I do know that I am playing in the Three Arena in 2022. Yeah, November 2022.
And there he was, so plugging it, the perfect Christmas present. Thanks so much, Jack. Talk to you. It's
Thank
something
you.
For the
Christmas,
weekend.
Everybody.
Happy Christmas. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.